Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
You know, I don't know if in my last episode I was as clear as I wanted to be on the psyche and the philosophy behind modern liberalism, and especially the millennial generation, why they gravitate so much towards centralized government. And I'm not trying to overdo the Brexit topic. I'm just using it, as I've said so often, as a teaching mechanism to make a point. What I want to do on these shows is give you a fast snippets, try to keep them around the 10-minute mark, and give you some quick ammunition to retrain your thinking so you're not caught up in the dominant cultural model about society and politics and worldview. Looking at even getting them out daily so you can get a daily vitamin ingestion of right thinking. Want these to be transformative so you're able to process through what's going on currently and even history through the correct lens, what I would say is a conservative lens. All right, what did I not convey exactly that I wanted to in the previous episode on liberalism? Why do they rush towards a centralized government? And it's kind of a paradox, because the problem is we know liberalism, even the millennials and the new young generation, they make it kind of their mantra that they're against the establishment. I mean, wasn't that the hippie movements in the 60s anyway? But those ponytailed, silver ponytailed hippies of nowadays, the liberals of nowadays and the professors of nowadays, were the hippies of yesteryear. And so why, when liberalism in its heyday in the 60s and 70s during the hippie movement was so quote-unquote anti-establishment, and yet now these are the very people that promote centralized government. These are the very people that were against Brexit and against the disintegration of the European Union. They want to keep centralized, consolidated authority. Why is that? Here's the thing. When liberals say anti-establishment in that sense, they mean anti-traditional establishment, which would be God's moral order and God's law expressed through a biblical worldview and specifically expressed in the American constituting and framing a traditional American values. Those are the establishment principles they're against. But liberals and millennials nowadays are very much in favor of the establishment as it is now, which is man's system and man's ruling authority. And we said the reason is because of a strange modern idolatry. The new humanism has taken on the central government as this kind of idol and savior. They worship at the altar, at the feet of the central government, rather than seeing God as the ultimate authority. And so I use that word supplant. It is such a good word. The modern man, the modern liberal, whether the guy in Europe who wants the European Union to stand, or the liberal or the millennial in America who wants more authority being heaped into the hands of the elite ruling class in Washington, D.C., these folks want to supplant, remove God from his rightful position as master and lord over society, and replace him with man's government and man's authority. And so I said that liberals view government now as master and provider. And I want you to understand the master issue, because when man can remove God as the true authority and God's moral order as the true authority, then he can rewrite morality the way he wants it to be as defined by man and man's system and man's warped philosophy. Then when man can consolidate that authority and have that rule over humanity, he can take any ethical whim or philosophical indiscretion he wants and exert it over the society and essentially rewrite morality. So here's how it works. Get rid of traditional American values and God's system and moral order and replace it with these things, with the new man master, the new governing master that says gender is abolished. Who can abolish gender? You can't abolish gender. But when you're a liberal and you think you can supplant God's authority with man's authority and give man more and more authority, then you think that the ruling class can decide there's no more gender. Male and female doesn't matter. Bathrooms aren't separate anymore. Or redefine marriage. It's no longer man and woman. It could be man and man, or man and many women, or man and child, or man and animal. Legalizing abortion. Life is not inherently valued, intrinsically valued. God does not have an absolute morality anymore to set the value on human life beginning at conception. Man redefines it and says babies can be brutally murdered. So in all these instances, the liberal and the millennial wants to remove God as the authority and replace him with centralized authority so that he can rewrite moral order according to his own wild, evil indiscretions. Whatever he wants right and wrong to be, man can rewrite it. When he gives the authority to a ruling class, when he authorizes a ruling class to run roughshod over society, he's authorizing man's morality over and against and in replacement of God's morality. That's the government as master. And that's what the liberals, that's what the millennials want. Not God's morality, but their own morality. And they can set that up through their own kings and monarchs and tyrants and ruling class. So that's the answer partially to the paradox of why liberals and millennials say they're against authority, but they're so much in favor of centralized government. And here's the other thing, provider. See, the best example for the provider issue is this. Just think of the unemployment check. What does the unemployment check essentially do? Allow you to keep getting an income and you don't have to work. So this is why millennials especially love government as provider and are in favor of socialism and centralized government, because the millennial can stay in his mom and dad's basement till his mid-30s or whenever, playing video games, not really being productive, but collecting an unemployment check, because it's not fair that he's got to work, and it's not fair that all those rich people have all the money. So you can't force me to slave away at a job. I want to waste my life away, collect an unemployment check, and then government, the nanny state, government becomes like I said in the other program, like a weird adopted father. It's kind of like a weird nanny that takes care of jobless, lazy people that keep living off the system with freebies and entitlements. And so there you see the mentality of liberals and millennials thinking that the government is the provider. And that also is an overturning of God's moral order. Because in God's moral order, you have to work for a living. In God's moral order, you don't envy the rich. You are self-reliant and work and provide, do something useful with your hands and provide for yourself and others so that you can sustain a family and be a useful member of a community and also have wealth that you can then share with others through charity. That's God's moral order. But the liberal mindset says, no, we're going to covet the wealthy. We are going to institute economic programs to rob the wealthy of their wealth and redistribute it to people who don't work. That's socialism. That's egalitarianism in the name of equality, equalizing society, steal from the workers and give to the non-workers. That's called social engineering or entitlement programs. And all that is based on this culture of envy and class warfare, where it's not fair that they have that. It's not fair that I have to work. So I want the government, I want to give the government more authority, okay, centralize the authority so they can rob from the wealthy and hand it out to me and to others. So right there you see the master and provider thing all wrapped up in one government in the economic model of socialism. It overturns God's moral order, and it's despicable, and it's done under the guise of so many isms, like environmentalism. It's just a facade to fleece private companies and corporations that are wealthy and punish them, regulate them, take their money, redistribute it to other people who aren't productive members of society. Or in the name of equality and civil rights and victimizing different groups of people, let government step in and fix all these social problems. But in doing that, you're consolidating power in the hands of the few. That's what liberals want. That's what millennials want. on, and that's why they were whining so much when Britain left the EU, because the prospect of the EU disintegrating is horrible to them, because that means their nanny state is going away, their elite ruling class is losing its grip on power, they can't rewrite moral order the way they want anymore if power is decentralized and a man's authority is removed and there's a separation of power. Man can't be provider anymore because he can't collect all the resources and faculties and aspects of the economy and the culture, bring them together, and then distribute them according to whatever political pleasure or desire impulse he has. There's no more of those handouts and freebies, collecting the wealth of the society and then redistributing it as the provider. That can't happen when you disintegrate central authority. And so the liberals want it, and the media personality want it, because they want the handouts and they want their own moral order. They want government to be that idol, that master provider. And it's so disgusting, because you just want to say to liberals, won't you man up? And stop asking the government to do things for you. Won't you man up and accept God's moral order? Won't you millennials and liberals man up and accept responsibility for your own life? And not just keep running to the government to take care of everything for you to the point of feeding you, spoon feeding you baby food. That's why we say liberals and the millennial generation has been emasculated. Let's get back to raw manhood, being productive members of society, and traditional values and self-reliance. That's what it means to be a conservative, a Christian, an American. All right, we're out of time. Hope that cleared things up. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Get rid of liberalism in the nanny state. It's one of the biggest killers of freedom. Liberals, all they want, it's so sickening, is cradle-to-grave government care. Why do you think Obamacare was such a big deal and so popular amongst liberals? Because if you could just guarantee from the daddy government that you'll take care of me and I'll never have any worry ever again, then they'll take it and they'll give up all their liberty to get that. But it's so cowardly and so undignified. Go ahead, hold their feet to the fire.